Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry for the audio difficulties, ladies and gentlemen. And it's Friday, February 19, 2016. I'm actually surprised that I'm actually doing this 3 days in a row. But anyway, welcome to an impromptu edition of Smirnoff Live. I am your host, Rob Smirnoff Puzzle. And joining me, as always, the great CJ Quitman.
Hello, I got the liquid gimmick in me, and it's called rum.
Woo! Woo! We're going to party tonight, Arm, baby. It's time to party tonight.
And on
on this edition of Smirnoff Live, I am going to talk about my upcoming moving situation, moving out of this shithole apartment that I live in. As well as how my weekend and much more, whatever CJ wants to talk about. So without further ado, CJ, as always, sir, please take it away.
Well, today was I was talking to this chick earlier. I know she still wants to fuck me. It's not even a joke. Like, she was in a different state and she's got kids and shit. So I message her, and all of a sudden she tells me she can't talk to me. She's got to go to bed. All of a sudden, I'm like, I always get her fired up, and then I change the subject. She so wants to.
Oh shit! You prankster, you.
She seriously, dude. She like all of a sudden she's like, I'm going to bed. Sorry. Cause like. So that was funny, and then in about less than 30 hours, I have a midnight Sunday morning, I have a meeting, a conference call with our British writer, my business partner.
Oh, yeah,
it's 8 a.m. It's 8 a.m. his time and 12 a.m. my time, so... My business partner is going to be on the line for the business conference call. I'm going to have him bring up the money because that's how I do things. I don't bring up money. I play the artist. You know, I have my business partner bring up the money. And
oh, by the way, not to interrupt you. I'm eating some damn pizza, man. I know I'm not supposed to, but fuck it. I've had a long week.
Well, I started Slim Fast today.
Oh, yeah? I
did have a little bit of solid food, but my dinner was, and I didn't eat the whole thing, too. I ate just enough to get full. I also used my chewy stuff that gets you full as well, so I did a combo. So I'm not really hungry. That I said, screw it. You know what? It's Friday night. I've had a really weird week. I'm going to sleep.
you know the episode of Beavis and Butthead, when you said Friday night, it reminds me of Butthead saying, Friday night. Anyway, I digress.
I need TV for my bungalow. Anyway, then somebody on Twitter blocked my company account, which I'm like, after they give my company a shout-out for what we're doing for the community, this guy blocks us. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, you're helping urban children get back in school, and you're trying to teach them common sense.
No, I'm helping gay folk. I'm helping Facebook. I'm helping the LGBT. My company is helping LGBT. Q, I guess you add the extra Q. I don't know what the Q stands for. I don't want to perceive anything. I'm assuming it means queer.
Right.
I don't know. I don't ask questions. I just know I have friends in the community. I like to spread the good word, you know, that we're all cool with them and we want everybody to have equal rights and all that good shit.
Well,
I got a question.
Okay,
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
You would call yourself a kind of fat dude, right?
I'm a very heavy set man, yes.
All right, I got a question. Now, if are you into heavy set women because that's all you can get, or are you really attracted to heavy set women?
Kind of both.
I mean, I got a question. If a skinny chick wanted to be with you, would you go for it?
Well, if it's my manager at work, and I'm not going to say where I work at, and hopefully she doesn't hear this. Well, she got some ass on her, man. She finds some muffler.
I'm saying somebody that looks completely different than any of your exes, I should say.
You know, CJ, that is, it kind of brings me to a point, you know, like how my week was. I went to the doctor's office for my, let me just say, in case people are listening, and by the way, we're going to do the after party because it's Friday night, bitch, and we're just going to do it. When I say my monthly visit with my doctor, I don't mean, oh, I'm really a female and I'm getting checked out by monthly.
I was going to say, are you trying to tell people you don't have periods? I mean, I think if people are smart enough, they know you don't have periods. I'm just saying.
No, I take a lot of medications because of my health issues, and I have to see my doctor once a month. That's just the way it is. Now, otherwise, with the medication, I'm in okay health. Now, with that being said, there was this chick. Asked two chicks. Well, first chick, light skin, skinnier than I would normally date. Light skin black chick with glasses, really cute.
The reason why I asked this is because there's this post that goes around all the time, and it's got a skinny dude. By the way, that dude, I used to look like that dude. A skinny dude with the big girl. By the way, the big girl looks like my ex, which makes things a little more, adds a little more exclamation point to it. And it says, it doesn't matter. Love doesn't care about waist size and shit. And it's always the skinny dude with the big woman. It's never a big guy with a skinny woman. Have you noticed that in these drawings and memes?
Well, hell, that and these fucking pornos and shit. You see the big, beautiful woman or the big, nasty looking bitch with the skinny, jacked up guy that's all fucking muscle out. And he's got like a 7-inch hose and shit, and just fucking the shit out of her, you know. One of those sorts of things.
I'm more into mommy porn, so I wouldn't know.
And let me just clarify by saying that no, he's not into women that are
pregnant.
How can I say this? No. No, it's not no fucking child pornography, none of that bullshit. He just likes older women because he wants to get breastfed and by a Cambodian woman.
I mean, I'm not going to say no to the Cambodian woman. I'm not going to say no to her.
It's like that Dave Chappelle episode when he was doing Making a Band and he was acting like P. Diddy and he was like, You know what? Y'all getting close. Bring Daddy a hit. Well, what you got to do is go to the Bronx and get me breast milk from a Cambodian woman. I only drink the finest breast milk. And they come back with some breast milk. He's like, man, that's 100% Cambodian. And then he cracks the bottles together, dun, 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 and then he sings in there, breast milk, you make my day.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, what I'm into. I'm more into dirty talk and you know, a certain type of looking woman. Now, when I don't partake in webcam shit, which I like webcam stuff. I go to the JOI stuff. Do you know what JOI means?
No.
Jerk off instructions. That's exactly what it is.
How many shots of rum did you say you had again?
I lost count.
Yeah, you're not acting your normal self, man. You're out there tonight. Oh, big update.
I am
looking at some apartments tomorrow to be not only more centralized in Dallas, but to be closer to work in. But all shit that's
going on.
And
how to be out of
the
city
apartment
you're currently living in, being out of that jabroni city you're living in.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. You know, my fucking apartment, once again, was infested with ants. In the fucking bathroom, and the bathroom's totally clean. And it's like, what the fuck, man? What's wrong with you people, man?
And this is a guy who carries around his own disinfectant when he goes to public bathrooms.
Yeah, I'm like, what
he's
the fuck?
One of probably the most cleanest people I've ever met.
It's like, goddamn, I had ants and fucking roaches when I first moved in here. Then they, before that, they wouldn't even let me view the apartment. It's like, all they care about was money, but that's all right. I'm going to fucking try to hit them up for a payday. I already got something in the works. I'll tell you off the air. But, so yeah.
They should pay you for not killing everybody.
They should pay me for fucking all the so-called discrimination, but, you know, that's another thing. But they should pay me for fucking being robbed, Uzzle, and having to deal with their bullshit and, like, fucking... They hadn't lawyered up. That's the only thing they haven't done. I can't really talk too much about it. I'll tell you off the air, you know, when we can talk, and I'll tell you more. But it's just like, my word of advice to anybody, make sure that you're upfront about every single little fucking detail about your apartment living situation. Otherwise, you'll be stuck in a situation like myself. Other apartments I've lived at, my first apartment, I was there for over 5 years. I got to at least view the motherfucker before I moved in, and I knew how much it was. That's back in the day when shit was like $400 a month. I mean, it was fucking lovely, dude.
It's not out. It's never been like that out here.
Trying to find something $400 a month. Shit. Good luck.
You have to go to literally. You have to literally go to the border, and even that's expensive. I mean, you. I guess what a room costs $400 a month.
If you're lucky, around here.
Yeah. A room out here, if you want to get a room, like rent a room from somebody, like from, you know, Craigslist.
Yeah, and then you got to go through, well, you don't know these motherfuckers, but they want to know your social security number and do the whole background check thing. I'm like, shit, I should be doing a background check on you motherfuckers. I don't even know you. Shit, how do I know y'all ain't going to be trying to fuck a nigga credit up or some shit?
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like, fuck, I need to know you motherfuckers before y'all even start trying to do some bullshit, you know? Anyway, how's your week been, other than what we've already talked about?
Very busy. I had to take another day off, dude. My sleep has been like I've been crashing. I woke up to construction workers working on my house.
And you're like, bitch, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to go back to sleep.
Well, my dog was getting all angry, and I finally just had to calm her the hell down and be like, shut up, relax. Shut up and relax. Go back to sleep. Because she's very protective and like, what the hell is going on?
Oh, you know, just for our listeners, CJ lives in a big ass mansion worth like $3 million, and he's like rich.
Not quite $3 million, but it's in the million range.
Yeah, and it's lovely, man. I would love to fucking have your situation, man. Fucking work whenever you want, get paid whatever you want, wake up whenever you want, fucking go to sleep whenever you want, and just, like, say fuck everything.
Well, you know, hasn't always been like that, you know, but it's good for what it is right now, yeah. I'm gonna be living in a hotel for a while.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Look at it like this. I mean, you.
And the best
you
part about it is, I'll have the bathroom right next to me. I'll have the shower right next to me every day. I can take as many showers as I want.
It's basically like a studio, like I live in. Just one big ass room with everything.
Yeah, of course. I haven't been to a hotel in a year. I wish I was in a hotel. I wish I was going to a hotel in Vegas again. Oh my God! By the way, just a FYI to everybody. Don't let me loose in Las Vegas because I will make some. I end up sleeping. I end up having sex and doing a lot of drugs.
Children, say no to drugs and stay away from CJ Whitman. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you know, I'll put it to you this way. My business partner had to talk down a group of bridesmaids not to press charges.
Oh, yeah. Is this a story you've already told me, or is this a different one?
This is a different one. You know, we had, you know, it was one of the, they were all drunk.
We can talk about it off the air, man. You know, let's not bring that up here. I'm sure you don't want to talk about that here.
They didn't press charges. And everything's fine. And we were kicked out of the hotel.
Oh, before I forget, in case he's listening, hey, look, man, this is all out of love and respect. I'm going to address the elephant in the room.
That's me, the color of the elephant.
This is going to be funny as hell. I won't say his full name, but I'll just say Walt. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Walt.
And,
yeah.
So, I'm always making jokes about the Police Johnson man's butt and all that, and talking about, because they are saying shit like, I'll be seeing the memes and shit, you know, talking about, hey, Walter, I'm going to get that booty. I'm going to ruin that butt. You know, a little bullshit like that, right? So,
yeah.
he got even with me. He came up with a song, and it goes like this. Booty. Booty. Rubber lights butt. Booty. Boop, 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 booty, a man's butt. He came up with that shit, and then I turned around and I said, booty, boop, 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 booty, walk like butt. It's just an inside joke. It's a sick inside
joke.
Yeah,
it's about talking to, yeah, it's kind of a sick inside joke.
And I fuck with them too, man. I'll send like 3 or 4 meetings in a row, and then he'll get even with me at some point. And then he'll ask me questions like, well, Robert, it's okay if you have to come out. And I'm like, dude, I'm not fucking gay. I'm just fucking around. Well, brother, you don't understand. You know I love you to death, man. Come on. When I get obsessed with something, I take it over the edge, like buzzing, and you've been a victim of it. Nobody likes that shit. Nobody likes
no.
that. It's annoying. It's very annoying. It's not the actual act of buzzing that's annoying. Well, yeah, it is, but it's the reaction. You choose to react that way. And I laugh my ass off.
Yeah.
So I sent one of those smash text messages today, and it was just a picture of some chick I met off of a dating website.
Yeah.
And one of these, the guy that called last night, he's a Bible thumper. He's a virgin, still lives at home with his parents. He's like 27 years old. And his name's Michael. And this motherfucker sends a message out to everybody. It's like 10 of us. And he's like, that's it. That's spam. I'm blocking you. I said, all right, bye, bitch.
I'm going to tell you right now, for the people that believe in the Bible, listen, you not having sex is not going to get you closer to God. It just makes you look weird.
I mean, it means you're at weird. 27 years old and you're still not getting any booty?
Yeah. You know, I mean, come on. I mean, seriously, I always look at the, I'm like, if I can get laid, anybody can get laid. I mean, seriously.
Even if you have to pay for it, because at the end of the day, I've always said it once, and I'll say it again. Men have always, we've all paid for pussy one way or another.
Trust me on that.
I like to take Walter's approach of just the direct way and the indirect way. The indirect way is, hey, baby, I'm going to take you out to dinner, and we're going to get drinks, and then we'll go back to my place.
And that's not even a guarantee. That's not even a guarantee.
That's not even a guarantee. You're right. Or you can just be like, look, bitch, I'm here to fuck.
See, here's the thing. I've never had to pay for dinner, dude. I've never had to do that. I've always had the chick come to my house.
But you
get
paid some way, somehow. Like I said, we all just did it.
I have, but it's not something I've had to do consistently like some other dudes. I've never had to buy a chick dinner. She's come to my house, I've gotten what I wanted, and she leaves.
Well, then that's a fuck buddy. That's different.
Yeah, you know, and it was more like I met her on MySpace type of deal. Because remember, MySpace was just so much easier to hide who you're fucking.
Well,
see, on Facebook, you can't hide who you're fucking. Because somebody always has a big fucking mouth.
I'm about to send you something on text message. And this is my ex-wife's new boyfriend. This is a recent picture. And I just want to get your response to this. She left me for this. I'm sending it to you right now.
Didn't she leave you first and then she got with that?
No. I left her, but then she got with this guy. You've seen the first picture. Just take a look at the new recent one.
All right.
She'll get it any second now.
All right, just got it. All right.
Put it this way, I was at the bank today opening up a new account, and my homeboy worshiped there. I got a little emotional because I was like, this bitch left me for this motherfucker, and I sold it to him, and he was one of us, a black man. And he was like, he said, God damn, are you serious? I said, yeah, man. Love me for that.
I don't know why I just got a photo sent to me by this chick. But I'm going to open it and see. Okay, that's a weird. That's a really random photo to be sent.
And that's a Facebook post. That's a Facebook profile picture.
What?
The picture I sent you.
Well, maybe. I don't know, man. It's kind of. Maybe she's into that. Maybe she likes a guy who's cooking, you know, who's weird looking too. Maybe her type is guys that can wrestle her or something.
Or pay all her bills.
I mean, I'm gonna be totally honest. I mean, he can do better.
I've done better.
But he could do better, too.
I'm going to tell you what it is. It's convenience. I slept with her on the first night we met, dude.
Isn't that how it's always supposed to go? I'll be honest with you. The first 5 minutes of meeting a chick, I'm her tit is in my mouth. I'm not even bullshitting. If I'm going to fuck her, it's going to be the first 5 minutes of meeting her.
I'll give you 15 to 20. If you ain't talking about fucking within that time period, all right, bitch, you got to go.
I'm going to share a little story. All right?
Go ahead.
This was about 5 years ago, okay? I just gotten a bad breakup. I mean, I was engaged. There was a ring. We went, you know, all the bullshit that you do when you're engaged. I love this girl. Oh, my God. I even made a movie about it, but that's a shitty movie. Anyways. So my mom starts talking to me because, you know, she's like her baby's got over a really bad breakup. So she's talking to me and she has a female friend. Well, her female friend is close to my age because my mom likes to be friends with people close to her kid's age, which is weird, but okay. So I talk to this girl. We get talking. So this girl, I get invited to her house. I didn't realize my mom was living at that house with the girl.
Oh, shit.
So really? I brought a shit ton of weed. I brought a shit ton of weed. My little brother was there, too. Well, I'll tell you, for lack of a long story, well, the first 5 minutes I'm there, you know, less than that, I've already got this girl's kid in my mouth. We're in second base. My brother is looking at us through the window.
Damn. Banging old mom's friend.
And oh, this girl was 21 years old though.
My mom's 21 year old female.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, and things got complicated and weird. But after, you know, I'm saying, I came there expecting the fuck. That I didn't care if my mom was there. My mom could have been right outside the room. I would have banged this girl. I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
I've
really
been like, hey, mom, you want to see your big boy do it? Hey, whatever. I would do fuck.
Oh, man. So you want to do that at the party? What do you think?
Why not? I just saw something really weird. I need to. I saw something really weird besides your ex and her new BF.
Yeah.
A friend of mine just sent me an ass photo.
An ass photo?
I don't want to say what friend it is either.
Do I know this person?
No.
Okay.
I still don't want to say what friend it is because people already think strange things of me. I'm just saying, I didn't ask for the photo. I don't know. I'm going to open it, you know. I mean, it's whatever. I don't want to go into it. I don't want to say anymore. But it's the after party.
After party time. After party
after
time.
After party.
Anything goes here. Which basically means we have another 10 to 15 minutes to talk about whatever we didn't talk about on the live feed. So,
yeah, which I said a lot of things on the live feed. I said a
yes,
lot of things.
You did.
I don't really give a shit anymore, as you can tell about what people think.
I am looking for something here. Now, where did I put that? Here we go.
You're looking for a gimmick?
No, no, I'm looking for some acid reflux medicine because that piece I devoured. So
you devoured it like you would a pussy.
Well, that's more your stuff, man. I don't really eat pussy, man.
It depends for me. I'll be totally honest. It totally depends.
When they bitch
totally
gotta wash her ass before she do any shit
well,
like that.
I'll put it to you this way. I've had bad experiences and I've had good experiences. One of my bad experiences was going down and like realizing, holy shit, she's got swamp ass.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, oh, God. And I'm thinking, how many dudes ate her pussy before me? You didn't even care.
Oh, God. Hey, this is Smirnoff Live. Anything goes.
I remember, but we're not going to have the craptacular 2016 here, okay?
Yeah.
Back when Howard Stern was still wild, he had the craptacular. Now, he had two guys for 24 hours, and then they waited.
Wow.
And it was on Howard TV back when he had a TV channel. I paid extra for it. It was like, holy crap. Oh, my God. I'm like, wow. I mean, it's still funnier than a guy shitting out of his mouth. I'm just going to say.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me about that.
I still promoted it out of you know, professional courtesy.
Yeah, but come on, dude. Someone shitting out of their mouth. What the fuck, you know?
I know. By the way, I've eaten shit. I'm not going to lie.
You are one weird motherfucker, I'll tell you that.
Not
I love you
purpose.
To death, but
not
I love
purpose,
you to death,
though.
But come on, man. Yeah.
No, not on purpose. You know, I was eating some ass. And I guess I went a little too far.
I ain't never done that.
Properly. And I ended up having to use a lot of mouthwash afterwards. I got a little sick.
I guess when I promote this particular episode, I may need to do a disclaimer because we have gone south of the border, up into the asshole cavities, and lubed up, and you talk about eating shit. I mean, my motto is suck dick and die when I tell a bitch, you know, to basically get lost. I don't really want them to die. I just want them to suck a dick, choke on the motherfucker, and just go on about your business. But now you're talking about some shit that's just like, oh, man.
My ex had daddy issues, so she was into calling me daddy. And she loved being whipped with a belt and choked.
Hey,
and I remember
I'll
one
tell
time,
you something. I tell you, I won't mention her name. I'll tell you about this off air. But the last chick I banged last week, I was like, fucking her. I was like, yeah, whose pussy is this? Huh? And then she kind of hesitated. I'm like, God damn, they're fucking up the whole role play. You're supposed to say, it's your pussy, daddy. It's your pussy, you know? So you like
to... Yeah, I don't want... This one girl, like, a few years ago wanted to call me daddy. I'm like, I'm sick of being daddy. How about a mommy? How about I need a mommy?
Oh shit. Oh man. Man, you definitely have hit the liquid courage gimmick.
I'm not even that loaded.
If you take another shot or two, your ass will just. Man, I wish we could do another podcast, but the fam Block Talk Radio, and I thank them for allowing us.
I can set up another podcast right, like literally in minutes. I have like several feeds we could use.
Fuck, let's do another one. Fuck, I don't give a fuck. I'll promote that motherfucker. What times are available?
Let me look at it. I mean, pardon me. God. Wait 1 second. All right, Blog Talk Radio.
Radio.
That sounded hip. Oh, my God.
That sounded radio. So that sounds southern, like you're getting fucked around or something.
Oh,
like,
Blog Talk Radio.
That sounds like a southern English accent. That's what it sounded like.
Oh, yeah. They call me yeah. I'm sorry.
You're lonely. It's cool.
It's one of those days.
I forgot to mention, Ryan went on a date with a Hispanic chick tonight.
Wait a minute. Isn't he engaged to a Filipino?
No. That's over and done with, dude. She fucked him big time. And you called it, and I called it. What did I say? What did you say?
I knew exactly what was going to happen.
I mean, I ain't trying to put my boy on Front Street like that, but I warned him 3 years ago.
I called it, too. You're talking, I called it
I warned his ass 3 years ago that this was going to happen. Basically, not to get into too many details, but the bullshit story is, she's got the visa issue, and then she's still technically still married, and the marriage never got to know how to. Yeah, this whole
He should have fucked her. He should have fucked her when she was there.
He did. I hope he don't listen to this. I don't give a fuck.
That's good. Because you said they were fucking.
Thousands and thousands of dollars on this bitch, man. Fucking transportation.
Because he's a simp. Because he's a fucking simp. That's why, you fucking simp.
I didn't say that.
He's
but
a fucking simp.
That.
I'm saying it. I'm saying it because he's a fucking simp. I hope you bang that Hispanic chick, dude. I hope you make her call you puppy.
Well, knowing him, he'll post a fucking picture of her. And hopefully this woman won't. I love dude to death because he's one of my best friends, and I've known him since 2003. But at some point, after 13 years of knowing somebody, they're setting their ways, dude. I can sit here until I turn blue in the face and give this motherfucker life advice. And mind you, he's a divorcee like myself. You would think he would have learned his lesson after the first time. But at the end of the day, he's going to just do whatever the fuck he wants.
Well, look at Joe Piscopo. Look at Joe Piscopo. You remember Joe Piscopo?
Yeah.
He was on Saturday Night Live. Well, he's crapped out. I'm following him on Twitter, by the way. But he crapped out. He's crapped out about, like, he keeps crapping kids out, dude.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's going to be...
His new women, he left one wife.
Yeah, he's going to be like one of these typical celebrities that are going to have, like, 15 fucking kids, and he's going to...
I think he's halfway there, dude. I think Joe Piscopo is halfway there, dude. That's the thing. I think he's halfway there.
What's up with the feed or time for your show?
I'm setting it up right now. I'm setting it up right now. Let me find a time.
That's the only thing I hate about the free account. Now, if we actually took this real serious and put some money into it, then we could broadcast as long as we want to.
I mean, here's the thing. Wait 1 second.
We have to keep things fresh. And
here's the thing. You know, I do want to do that, actually. It's just right now we don't have anything established. Hell, I can set up an iTunes feed for you, dude. Produce for my company. That's no problem.
Yeah, we could do that, you know, something in the future. I mean, right now I'm purely doing this as a way to vent and just pure entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not doing this, you know, serious or whatever. I mean, people know me, who I am, and you notice I don't fucking post other than the stuff I share, like fucking things I like or Donald Trump stuff or whatever. I really don't post as many fucking statuses as I used to on Facebook. I've really cut back on that.
Okay. Where do I set up the time?
Go to live broadcast. They'll have the date, and then you click on the time. And it'll show, like, if it's in black, then that's the time that's available. Also, be sure to check 15 minutes.
We can have a show in about 10 p.m. my time.
Okay, that'd be midnight my time, which is about 19 minutes away. Set it for 30 minutes.
I already did. Now, I'm in the, all right, tags, crazy. I don't really care if people listen or not.
Yeah, I mean, do you want me to promote it? Or
I really don't. Either way, I don't care.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
says Chris and Rob go wild.
Sounds good to me.
And February 19th, 10 p.m.
I post it on Facebook. I'll share it. And we can end this episode, and we'll go. Send me the number to call in, and we'll do it.
All right, man.
And later. And everyone, thanks for listening to this edition of Smirnoff Live for February 19, 2016. Check me out on Facebook at facebook.com/GokuJackson. And I'll see y'all here in a little bit.